Welcome to the Agent Podcast with Antonio Bresenio. I'm your co-host, Ted Robertson. Today, a fairly serious subject and a solution we hope will work for so many of you who have been so impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. It is at crisis level, and there are people losing their jobs, and businesses are having to close. There's a big impact to the economy. Joining me right now, Mr. Antonio Bresenio, host of the Agent Podcast. It publishes every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock right here on the podcast platform at KRDO and his as well. We'll tell you more about that. Antonio, let's go ahead and sort of frame the discussion today.
Yeah, so I wanted to go ahead and just really touch on some of the basis that, you know, a lot of people are scared, and we really want to look at what the truth is. Because, you know, unfortunately, in times like this, there are scams going on. There is misleading information. So we really want to touch on, in the health arena, what are the facts, and then talk about what the, you know, open enrollment periods are, because there are SEPs right now. And this has never happened before in the history of the exchanges. So this is a big thing.
So let's go back and let's preface that next bit of this discussion, which really is the main part of it. Antonio, you've been in the insurance business for well over 20 years. You've been a program host here on KRDO, sharing that information that you have built up over all of that time. And over all of that time, you've seen how the insurance industry has changed, and it becomes more difficult to deal with. And there are things that most people just can't take care of on their own anymore. And it just gets worse when we're in a situation like this. And as you pointed out, it's dire and there is bad information out there. The one good thing that's coming from this, which as you note also is extremely rare, what you call SEP, it is a special enrollment period. That is the government saying we're waiving the requirements for you to get your insurance done at a certain period of time in the year so that you can get coverage in this really rough period in our history.
Yes. So normally your open enrollment is going to be from November 1st through January 15th. And for the state of Colorado, for the nation, since we go nationwide here on the podcast, that is November 1st to December 15th. So Colorado actually has typically a month longer than the rest of the country. And so that's the normal open enrollment period. But right now, since the COVID-19, on the 20th of March, the Department of Insurance and the State Exchange opened an SEP. And so that SEP has gone to, it was planning on going till tomorrow, April 3rd. And I just got the email today, just like maybe 30 minutes ago, that they're stating on the website that it is going to go to April 30th at this time.
So that means people who, for a myriad of reasons, do not have coverage in this time of crisis are now in a position to be able to reach out and ask for assistance. What are the qualifiers, Antonio?
There is no qualifier right now. That's the miraculous thing about it. This is acting similar. Well, let me back up there. The qualifier is you don't have insurance. So this is not an open enrollment. The difference is that in an open enrollment, you can make changes to whatever insurance you have. So if you have coverage, you can make changes to it. That's how an open enrollment works. Right now, this is an SEP. So an SEP is different because you're not allowed to make changes to a plan you already have. So if you already have a qualified plan with the exchange or with one of the insurance companies directly, you can't change that. You can't move to a different plan or a different company. That's done through open enrollment. But what you can do is, as we've talked about on the show, and if we have people listening from that listen to our show for, what was it, Ted, a year and a half that we did the radio show for?
Right.
we talked about that guy. Well, that guy, you know, this is a good time for him because he has the time to go ahead and get insurance. And that girl that, you know, has a problem, didn't get insurance, needs a medication, and, you know, whatever it is that they just forgot or, you know, they let the time go by and didn't get the coverage they needed. Now you can do it, and you want to do it now because, you know, COVID-19 is no joke. This is serious. You know, people are dying from this. People are in ICU, and you never know. I mean, I've talked to some of my groups, and some healthy people have gotten this as well. This is not just old people, and this is not just sick people. So you want to make sure you have that coverage, and you're informed. Another thing that you really need to know is that all of the insurance companies now, is what they are doing is they are waiving your deductible, they're waiving your max out of pocket, and they're also waiving copays, and they're waiving testing all for COVID-19. So this won't cost you anything. That is also a miracle. I mean, that's amazing. Now, you also should be aware of one thing. I've talked to carriers also this week, and, you know, this actually is not great for carriers because if you think about it, the reason they created open enrollments is adverse selection is because what if someone, you know, they didn't get their insurance and now they have some major health thing and now it's going to go to, and now they go and get insurance and now that's going to the insurance company. Well, if the insurance companies get all of these massive cases, all, you know, all at this time, it's going to be a challenge for insurance companies as well. And then we're going to relying on the government to try and help them out because of all these large costs. So they are going and they're covering these things and they have not received any guarantee from the government that they're going to receive help. So I know a lot of people think, oh, the terrible insurance companies, you know, they're just robbing people. No, they're trying to take care of everyone and do it properly and make sure everybody's healthy.
So what we're seeing is private industry getting involved in this crisis to help their constituents out. And that means that special enrollment period now open, the main qualifier, perhaps the only one right now, is that you simply, for whatever reason, do not have insurance. And Antonio, the consequences to your family can be pretty rough if you contract COVID or somebody in your family does and the treatment becomes extensive and there are ICU days involved, all those things. And what are the insurance companies doing again to help accommodate that?
They're covering it 100% with no copays, no max pockets, or no deductibles due.
So, you know, we still need to practice safe hygiene. We still need to do all of those things, the safe distancing. All of those things are still required of us to do. We've still got to be personally responsible to protect ourselves and our families. But now we look a little bit down the road, and this is also an opportunity for us to become fully insured. Is that right, Antonio?
That is correct. And one thing I really wanted to focus on as well is one thing I've seen is, you know, people are panicking and people and you know, a lot of people are losing jobs. They're losing hours. People are losing money. So the one thing I really wanted to plead to everyone, please do not make rash decisions. Do not look at some coverage that you think you might not need and just start canceling insurance policies. This definitely is not the time for you to do that. If you have any questions at all about your income, how that affects your coverage, please contact me or contact your agent or you know, another insurance professional because, you know, if you have an exchange plan and your income goes down, then you can get more benefits. So please give us a call at 719-203-6424. Once again, that's 719-203-6424. And just so you're aware, we are all working from home. So the office takes calls. We have the voicemail, and we are checking them every day, more than once. And so someone will get back to you if you leave a message.
And the idea is to place a call if you have any questions about this at all, because right now I'm kind of mind blown. In other words, the insurance companies waiving out-of-pockets and deductibles and covering COVID-related care 100%. It is an expensive proposition to get sick with COVID.
It is. And I think that's the insurance companies are going above and beyond to really help everyone with this. And like I said, I mean, the one thing I heard the other day, and I was shocked, federal government has not given them a guarantee that they are going to help with any of this cost at this time.
Yeah, so the insurance companies are going into this with their clients in mind, or the general public in mind, and not with no expectation of a bailout at the end of this process if it becomes very expensive for them. And that is a very different approach than what I think many of us are accustomed to.
Yeah, or what they generally think happens.
Right,
And, of course, we're hoping that the federal government is going to step in and help with some of these costs, because some of these costs are staggering. And so we're hoping that they will come in and they will bail out, and help out, because it can be very expensive.
Yeah, Antonio, we did the radio program. We've gone all podcast. It is now heard nationally, which is a wonderful thing. You are based here in the Springs, though you are able to work in most states in the country. That's a lot of familiarity with a lot of rules and regulations that vary state by state. This blanket order from the federal government to insurance companies, you're going to open it up. You're going to let people in. You're going to give them access to coverage, and there is going to be the waiving of deductibles and out of pockets. It's just hard not to sound trite about that right now.
Oh no. I mean, the numbers are staggering when you look at that. I mean, just a test alone is $200 per test.
Yeah. That adds up. Yep.
Yeah. And that's not talking about hospitalization visits or anything else. And then one other thing, we just want to make sure. So this SEP that we're talking about is only for Colorado.
Okay.
Other states have done their own SEPs as well. I know Washington did one. I know Nevada did one. And I know Alaska, I believe Alaska has been doing one as well. Not all the states in the United States have done an SEP. And so we're waiting to find out. And as, please continue to listen to the podcast, because we will do a COVID update on every podcast, just so you're aware of, in every state, how they make changes when it regards to COVID and SEPs.
And again, special enrollment periods, insurance companies waiving deductibles and out-of-pockets, covering COVID-related illness 100%. If you do not have insurance, you can now get insurance. There is an open window for you. In other words, a special enrollment period available for you right now through the end of April 30th. The time to make the phone call, make the inquiry, is now. The area code is 719-203-6424. If you don't get somebody on the phone, leave a message, and your call will be responded to. Gosh, that's so critical at a time like this. You have a great team in the office. Even though you guys are all separated, you still are making it happen, Antonio.
We're doing our best to get everything done and get everybody appointments as soon as possible. Our schedule has been really packed. But, yeah, if you have any questions, please give us a call, and we will get you covered.
That is the whole idea. Antonio Briseño, host of the Agent Podcast, flagship station, KRDO News Radio here in Colorado Springs. This special enrollment period we are talking about applies only to you Coloradoans. There are some other states that have done it. There's no reason you cannot reach out to talk to Antonio wherever you are, 719-203-6424. for and get answers to all of your questions, especially now. But you have a limited window here. You are only going to have access to this special enrollment period until the end of April. So do make that call if you do not have insurance. Antonio Briceño, thank you so much. You are the agent with good reason. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you.